Okay, fine. All right, so we're going to do Mizmor LeDavid this week. And what's interesting about Mizmor LeDavid is the fact that it's actually just a regular kapitel of Tehillim, right? Just a regular Mizmor Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel. And the question is, why do we sing it at Shal Shilis? What's the pshat behind different minhagim as to why we sing it? Some people sing it three times, and why is that? And then, what is there any particular specific meaning towards, you know, for it being related to Shabbos? So feel free to ask questions at any point if you want. Okay. So first of all, the Arizal al pi Kabbalah, the Arizal suggested or instituted in the sense that Mizmor LeDavid actually should be said in before every single meal. He even says not just before the three meals of Shabbos, but actually before every meal that you eat any time. So why is this? I saw in the B'nai Safsar that he explains that there are 57 words in this Mizmor, Chaf Gimel, and 57 is the gematria of Zan, which is like Hazan is the call that Hashem supports us. So before every meal, you say like, it's a way of saying Hashem has provided for me. Hashem Roi Lo Echzar is the whole theme of the, you know, part of the Mizmor, that Hashem is my shepherd, I shall not want, I won't be lacking, God has provided me my food. So it's a way of proclaiming Hashem has given us our food and taking care of us. There's also, just if that was enough gematria, so then there are 227 letters, which is the same gematria as bracha, so we want bracha in our food, etc. And this, as the B'nai Sosra, this is part of the reason why there are those who have the custom to singing it three times, corresponding to, this actually works out very well with our Gemara and Ksuvas, that it says bracha three days in a row by Ma'is Bereishis, right? It says bracha l'dagim and chamishi, and bracha l'adam and shishi, and it says v'ayvarech Hashem es yom hashvi, right, by Shabbos. So bracha three times, so we say it three times because there's the gematria of bracha from the number of letters. I think that the real pshat is as to why people sing it three times is because since the Arizal instituted to say before all three of the Shabbos meals, and most people don't, so they say all three times you had to catch up. Yes, I think that's the practical pshat in a sense. Fine. So the Mefarshim on Mizmor LeDavid, most of the Zmiros Mefarshim also explain just based on the Mefarshim on Tehillim itself. So this is an interesting thing to know. You know, sometimes you have a pack of Tehillim that says Mizmor LeDavid, and sometimes you have one that starts off LeDavid Mizmor. So what's the difference? So based on Gemara in Tzachim, so the Mefarshim explained that the difference is that Mizmor is a reference to David Malach playing music. And Le David means the Shekhinah came to David. So sometimes is that Le David Mizmor, the Shekhinah came to David and that resulted in a song. And sometimes Mizmor, he was playing music and that Simcha brought him to a stage of, a situation of Nevuah whereby the Shekhinah came to him. The Gemara says that in Shekhinah Shruya El Mitach Simcha, that the Shekhinah only comes to a person when they're happy, and there is the power of music to bring a person to that state of Simcha. Okay, that's part of why we have musical background. Okay, fine. So Mizmor LeDavid. So we say the pasuk says Hashem Roi Lo Echzar, Hashem is my shepherd, I shall not want. So the Mefarshim point out, actually the Vidak, others, that this is David HaMelech's expression of that Hashem is my shepherd, and he's comparing himself to a sheep. And just like the sheep is dependent on the shepherd, David HaMelech is expressing that dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes on to describe what a good shepherd is. Like, you know, there are shepherds and there are shepherds, I guess. Yeah. There are those who are good, there are those who are not as good. So Hashem is my shepherd. Binos desha yarvitzeni. He lays me down in lush pastures. Amei menuchos yinaaleini. He brings me to mei menuchos, to calm waters. So, you know, some shepherds will take their sheep out to a rocky field, to a fast-flowing stream where it's harder to drink. But no, Hashem provides for us in the best way. He gives us lush pastures. There's plenty to eat in our lives. Baruch Hashem. Calm waters where it's easy to drink, this is the idea. The way the Radak explains, he says that a good shepherd brings his pasture out to his flock out to pasture, and then sets up a tent, and then as the sun gets stronger during the day, so he'll bring them into that tent to protect them from the heat of the sun, and then brings them to this cool water. This is the process, and this is again the idea that Hashem is providing for us in a very, you know, in a very thorough and in the most in the best way possible. It could be that one of the connections here to Shabbos is the idea that, you know, we look at Shabbos as the Yisod HaEmunah, right, as the foundation of our Emunah. Zechel Maitha Bereishis. Shabbos is a day of getting back in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who created the world, the one who creates everything in our lives. And a time of reflection and rejuvenation in terms of our, you know, we're not caught up in our work, we're not caught up in the, you know, rat race of life, and it's a time to reflect and recognize that everything that comes, you know, during those 6 days is really blessed from Shabbos. Okay, so this expression of bitachon and this expression of being cared for by Hashem is all an expression also of that same idea with Shabbos. Okay, the psukim continue. Nafshi yeshovev, yancheni v'magle tzedek l'man shmo. Nafshi yeshovev, so yeshovev could either mean he returns, or like lashuv, or to be like rejuvenate. Yancheni v'magle tzedek l'man shmo. And he will lay me down on straight paths. Again, not a rocky path, not a very hilly path. I don't know if they climb mountains. Hashem will give me a straight path. L'man Shemo. What does it mean, L'man Shemo? For the sake of his name. So the Radak says, not because I deserve it. I don't deserve all these great things, but Hashem gives it to me anyway. And others say that, no, it wasn't in L'man Shemo. That Hashem treats us well. Hashem takes care of us for his name's sake. Why? Because he's trying to show, in a sense, he's showing us, again, I guess it's a little ties in with the Radak, that we don't deserve it, but it's that Hashem is saying, I am taking care of you. I am running this world. I am arranging everything that you need. You don't have to worry. Just trust me and everything's going to be good. And again, it's this idea that Shabbos is the Yisod HaEmunah. Shabbos is the time of being mechazek ourselves and bitachon. Fine. There's a machlokes amongst the mafarshim whether this in what way did David HaMelech say this parak of Tehillim? Was he saying it as thanks for the past, for events that happened in the past? Rashi, that's the approach that Rashi takes, that he's thanking Hashem for protecting him from his enemies, for protecting him in situations of danger, and the Sforno and others say that no, it's actually a prayer for the future, that any events that could come up, you know, should protect us. So I was thinking about this also in terms of relating this to Shabbos, that the idea could be that, you know, in terms of Shabbos, we you know, oftentimes we feel Shabbos is that time of rest and relaxation. It's the peak of the week, right? 6 days of work, and then just like Hashem rested on Sunday, so we get to rest on the seventh day. And in that sense, we're thanking Hashem for when we sing this at Shal Shudas, we could be thinking, oh, Ben Asteshi, Abitaini, Alim Nuchos, and Alini Hashem, give me such a nice Shabbos, it's a pleasant day, I get to relax, I get to chill out, and it's thankful for Hashem for giving us this break. On the other hand, also Shabbos is the bracha for the coming week. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Kol Shisa Yomin is Barchamine, that all 6 days are blessed from it. Right, and we call Shabbos Makor HaBracha. So the idea is that also we're asking Hashem that anything that will come up, We're asking for the future. Lead me to calm waters. And gam ki ilach b'geit hamavos lo ira ra, I shouldn't have to fear. Tarach b'fanai shulchan, set before me a table, neged sarai, against my enemies, anything that's going to come up, etc. Those things should be avoided. Also, again, the chus of Shabbos. So those are the two perspectives on the Mizmor. So now we get to the famous pasuk, gam ki eilech b'geit hamavos. Even as I walk through the valley of Talmavis, of some explain darkness, others say it's Tzel Mavis, the shade of death, right, the shadow of death. Lo yivara, I will not fear evil, ki atal yinadi, because you are with me, Hashem. Shiftecha mishantecha heimei nachamuni, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So there's a lot to say in this pasuk. In terms of Rashi says that what does it mean, begate Talmavis? That is a reference to when David Malach himself was running away from danger, that he was in the desert and he was facing danger and attacks on his life. So he's thanking Hashem for protecting him from that. The Radak says it's a reference to death, as the Mitzvot Zion say is the sakana of death. And so therefore, again, he's thanking Hashem for protecting him no matter what situation he's in. The craziest pshat I saw was in the B'nai Yisachar, which says like this. He says that there are 850 rooms in Gehenna. God, I got your attention, right? So 850 rooms in Gehenna, which is the gematria, you can check it out, of Gei Tzamavis, Valley of the Shadow of Death. So I believe he says like this. He I don't know what this means, but again, it is all Pi Kabbalah, but he says that there is a malach, I think called Yehoshua, who comes with wax and will write the word Atah on your forehead if you don't deserve to go into one of those rooms. And he says that there are two types of rooms in Gehenna. There are those that are not so bad and those that are really bad. The ones that are really bad are called Ra. The ones that aren't so bad are not, I don't know what they're called, but... So he says, "Gam ki elech b'geit hamavet." Even as I go through Gehenna, or those initial stages of Gehenna, those not so bad rooms, lo yivara, I will not fear even the worst levels. Why? Ki ata imadi, because I have that ata with me. Okay. Again, I don't know, what that means, in the deepest way, but that is a pshat. Again, the idea basically being that a person should understand that even in the deepest depths of pain and sorrow and suffering, that they should have emunah in Hashem. And this is actually leads us to the next part. Shivtecha mishantecha heimei nachamuni, your rod and your staff, they support me, they comfort me. So, there are many songs written to just this one pasuk, Am Kielich. So, a few years back, the yeshiva was traveling in Poland, we went on a Poland trip. And we visited a certain forest, the Vygota Forest in Poland, where there was a terrible atrocity that the tour guide couldn't even tell us about. He said he hinted. We had a paper in our packet. He said, "Read this yourself." Everybody went into the forest and read it themselves, and like went to the mass graves and davened, and then we came back and we said Mizmor LeDavid, and then we sang Gam Ki Eilech, and. As we're singing it, I had like a thought, like it doesn't make any sense. Shiftecha umishantecha heimei nachamuni. Your rod and your staff, they come for me. What do you mean a rod? A rod is used for hitting. So what does that mean? Your rod is staff. I understand staff like means I'm leaning on it, right? Mishan means to lean, so I can lean on the staff and that supports me. Okay, I get that. But shiftecha umishantecha heimei nachamuni. How does a rod support me? So I had recently taught. Sefer Iyov, which talks a lot about tzaddik v'ra'lo, when bad things happen to good people. And in my research and teaching Iyov, so I came across an article that was basically a response, or a summary of a response, to the book. There is a book written by a conservative rabbi, Harold Kushner, called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. And in that book, He unfortunately had a terrible tragedy in his family. He had a son with a disease, a degenerative disease, where he aged very quickly and died young. And he and his wife suffered terribly. And he wrote this book, you know, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. And he basically concluded there that God cannot control all evil. And because God can't control all evil, so then, you know, bad things happen, and we just have to try to deal with it the best we can. So apparently his wife was interviewed after the book, and she said she hated the book. Why? Because she said it's no comfort at all, because it means that all the suffering we went through is completely random. It has no meaning to it. And this is exactly the idea that our emuna, we believe in Hashem. We don't, you know, it's happy courses to say that Hashem doesn't control all evil, you know, that Hashem doesn't control everything. So we believe Hashem does control when bad things happen to good people. But we believe they happen for a reason. We believe that Hashem understands the reason, but even though we don't. And so we reaffirm our emuna and our strength in Hashem, even though it hurts, even though we're in the Geit HaMelech, even though we're suffering, but we trust that Hashem is doing it for a good reason. So, and that's what it means, Shivtecha u'mishan t'chaim yinachmuni. The Shiva, even Hashem's punishments, even Hashem's sufferings that he brings onto us, there's still a comfort in them because I can trust Hashem that he's doing them for a reason. And this was the pshat that came to me while we were there in the Gota forest. And I saw a little bit, a few weeks later, when I was back in Eretz Yisrael, so I saw that the Chaim Volozhiner basically says the exact same pshat in the Ruach Chaim, which is Peirush on Pirkei Avos. I think it's the Parakimel. Give up dollars, I think. And it happened to be shortly after that singing with the group, so then I had my own tune, Sagam Ki Elif, which actually came to me, like, you know, Mizmor Le David, Mizmor Le Efi, that came to me, and I actually composed a Mizmor Le David tune as well. Fine. Tarach Kufana Shulchan Neged Tarai, we ask Hashem to set a table. David Melch asks Hashem to set a table before him. And again, whatever that whole idea, again, Tzadik Rabba and Emunah and Hashem, is also, again, ties into Shabbos at the time of Chizuk and Emunah. The Tav upon HaShulchan, David HaMelech asked for Hashem to set up a table against his enemies, which could mean, according to Rashi, it's praising Hashem for the setting up David as a king. And Mitzvah explains that it's bitachon for future joyous things, that asking Hashem for other things should come up, and it should be negative rai. There shouldn't be those who are jealous of me, those who are against me, should not be successful against me. Dishanta Hashem and Rashi, this works best according to Rashi, saying it's a past tense phrase. Dishanta, you anointed my head with oil, meaning again that you anointed me as king. Kosi Rabaya, my cup is overflowing, and the bitachon. And you promised me that this cup will overflow, that I'll be successful, that my children will continue to be king, so there shouldn't be any rebellions, etc. The Radak simply says that it's a blessing to Hashem, it's a praise to Hashem for blessing him with all sorts of good, which again also is something that we can meditate on, you know, when we sing it at Shal Shudas, thanking Hashem. I think that time we talked last week about Shal Shudas being a time of going from Shabbos, the serenity and joy and holiness of Shabbos, and seeing the, you know, on the horizon, seeing the week on the horizon. So we're taking this, the beauty, the joy of Shabbos, and, you know, trying to bring it with us into the week. And then the kapitel ends, after the chesed yudefuni kol yimei chayayin, good, only good and kindness will chase after me all the days of my life. The Radak says that even though we received a lot, but we're asking Hashem for more, that we're asking Hashem that it should continue. Again, that idea of transferring also into the week. And I should dwell in the house of Hashem for all my days, that which is reminiscent also to Achas Sha'afi, Me'ez Hashem Osa Vakesh Shivti Ve'ez Hashem Kol Mechayei, came out the same words. And David HaMelech is asking that Hashem should arrange that he should be able to focus on Ruchnius, the Ve'ez Hashem, all the days of his life. And again, this is also the idea when we're transferring from Shabbos into the week, that even though we in a certain sense have to put some of our Ruchnius aside for the 6 days of the week, but, you know, that special Ruchnius of Shabbos, but we're asking Hashem, Achtov Chatzid Yudufuni Kol Yimei Chayei, all the days of my week, all the days of my life, they should have Tov Chatzid, they should have good, and they should have pleasantness, V'Shabbos Yivetz Hashem Yachmim, and then my Ashtar Yishuv Adas, I should have a clarity of mind so that I can focus on my Ruchnius even during the week. That's the Kapitel Tehillim. the tunes are, the well-known tune is the Majid tune, it's more than David. And then some people sing a Rav Shlomo song, the Hanchilenu, which is Rav Shlomo saying to Shabbos coming, the words from Ritzay. It doesn't fit the words so well, but it's very beautiful. And I believe there's a Ben Zion Shanker tune, which is also that one also you fit the words in a little bit to the tune. Okay, so with that we should be zocha to take in some of the kedusha of Shabbos and know how to keep the ruchnias with us. Call you mechayah. Shleach. Okay, we should get a good Shabbos.